Blog Talk Radio.
Boy Journey Gray. I want you to settle in and experience some hip hop.
I'm Tap dancing on the beat, Savion, Sammy Davis, Man Cabbage, packed in the Cadillac, smoking haze again. John Blazing, ghost writing, striking lightning. Call me Thor, control the flow, I'm precise. When I'm writing, took the score of my life through the strife, found the Lord in the mic without a hype. Found freedom out, chasing the adrenaline, hoping I could spit again. One more song, open mics, I was killing them. Now you feel the power, the present is the gift, and the time is the hour. Seducing seconds as they beckon for the second coming. I'm no messiah, but there's fire when I'm strumming. Vocal cords when I'm humming. Lightning bullets in the hundreds in Chicago in the summer. From some youngins in the Hummer. I'm BB King with Adidas on, I'm complex. I'm Stephen King with the beat is on in context. You can consider me a killer in this trilogy. Place bring the realest on the show so you can feel it. We are a tribe leading new school scenarios. So listen close as we commute through your stereos.
This is Journey Brave, and you are now tuned in to the G Hour Show.
But I know there's some people out there that's thinking it, that's wondering, oh, December 2012 is coming. So don't, you know, I'm just going to say don't worry about all of that. We'll get into that a little later while about why I'm telling people don't worry about the dreaded 2012 date, December 2012, end of the world. Don't worry about all that. But we'll get into that a little later. But for now, it's the Tuesday spot. Big shout out to my boy Journey Brave. Absolutely. And I just want to say thank you guys for tuning in. It's a Tuesday spot, and we got some poetry tonight. Yeah, we got some poetry by the beautiful Miss Divine. She's going to be joining us tonight on a deep poetry spot, you know, spitting some flame poetry. We've had her on the show before, and she's an absolutely incredible spoken word artist. I've seen her perform live. She's wonderful, and you guys are absolutely going to love it. Hopefully my boy CK may drop some on y'all tonight, but we'll see. Now, if you are a spoken word artist, if you are a hip-hop artist, if you are a singer, and you like to be interviewed on the D Hour Show, you like us to play your music, or you just like to spit some of that incredible poetry on the D Hour Show Radio Network, all you have to do is email us at dhourshow@gmail.com. That's dhourshow@gmail.com. You can also catch up with us on MySpace, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. Just search the keywords D Hour Show. And make sure you follow us on Twitter at DHOURSHOW, D Hour Show. That's DHOURSHOW. Just make sure you definitely follow us on Twitter. And, you know, sometimes I got to spell it like that. I know it's some wordly challenged individuals out there who, when you say a word, you know, in their mind is ticking, trying to figure out how to spell it. So I just like to spell it for you. You know, sometimes throughout shows, you may catch me spelling a word for the spelling challenged. You know, so sometimes that may happen, H-A-P-P-E-N. That may just happen throughout the show. You just never know. So I'm just trying to help the next man, the next brother and sister out who need the help. That's all it is. But I got my boy CK in the building. CK, what's good, bro?
What's going on, D-Slay? How you doing?
I'm good, bro. You know what I'm saying? Just relaxing. It's once again hot as hell in AZ. I just bought an icy cup and a freeze pop from the devil a couple of hours ago outside. So, you know, it's kind of hot out there. It's kind of hot.
Is that hot? That he had to be selling all that, right?
Oh, that's real, bro. I mean, you know, I just when the devil is above ground, you know, selling icy cups and freeze pops, you already know how hot it is. That's all I got to say. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You already know. When he's above ground enjoying the talk about, man, it's kind of chilly up here, you already know what time it is. You know what I'm saying? You know what time it is. But,
oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah. What about you, bro? What's going on with you?
Oh, no. I'm trying to stay out the heat. I had a little taste of it, and I'm like, I'm going right back in, stay in, didn't do nothing. Then you stay right in the house in the cool central air. That's where I wanted to be. And I'm loving it. So yeah, but everything is good over here. Got a few things going on, but I was listening to you. You saying I might do a little point. If I do, I got a little something for us tonight. So for the audience, you know, and the wonderful listeners that continue to call that tune in, and, you know. So yeah.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, hopefully we'll be able to you know, we're gonna give them some great poetry tonight. Like I said, you know, we got Divine in the building with us tonight. She's gonna be spitting some poetry in a little bit. You know, my man CK may drop a little on you guys tonight. It's poetry night, so you never know.
Yeah. I think Divine gonna spit some, not only she's gonna spit some poetry, she's gonna spit some knowledge onto the minds of the ones that haven't heard her yet, including myself. So this would be my first time.
I
have to go check her out. So yeah.
Oh, trust. I'm telling you, trust. CK, we've had her on before. She got fire. I'm telling you, she got some heat. I'm telling you. So you guys are definitely going to enjoy. She got heat.
Now, bro,
have you been watching the Olympics, or you know what you've been thinking about the Olympics?
You know, it's amazing, and like I don't know. America's kicking butt right now. To me, I mean, we got Serena, we got Gabby. I mean, it's just like going crazy, and I'm like, what's gonna happen next? I'm just gonna stay tuned and keep my eyes open. So
I mean, yeah, we getting it in, but I'm just a little, you know, we just a little bit behind on the gold medals. But I noticed when I was looking at some of China's gold medals, they've been getting some gold medals in some of the events that boating and just other events. So I'm just like, okay. You know, so they've been getting some medals in some of the events, but I know come towards the last few gold medal days, of the Olympics, I already know we coming out. So I'm not tripping on that. I know we coming out on top.
Right, we just laying low, and then all of a sudden we're gonna come. You know, we're just gonna like take over, and they're gonna be like, "What happened? I didn't see that coming." So
beach volleyball, basketball, we got that in the bag. So I'm not even worried about that one.
Yeah, we got that.
Well, I noticed too. I was listening to something on the radio earlier. I was listening to one of the cast was interviewing the coach that's coaching the USA team, and he was saying that he thinks that if some of the players that's not playing right now on the Olympic team would have decided to play, you know, like Derrick Rose, Dwight Howard, Wade, Bosh, and a couple other people he mentioned, he thinks that they would have been good enough to possibly beat the Dream Team. I don't know. I'm a little biased on that. I really don't think these cats would have beat the Dream Team, but that's just me. I'm a little biased on that one.
I agree with you.
Yeah, I really don't think they would have did. No, I don't think they would have did that. But that's your boy.
Nah.
You know, I just, you know, don't get it twisted. I'm a Bulls fan. You know, D-Roy is the man. He's the man. But we talking Michael Jordan, Pippen, Barkley, David Robinson. I mean, come on, man. Bird. We talk about some serious cats. You know, Magic.
Yeah.
We talking about some serious individuals in basketball. I really don't know if they would have been able to keep up with them. Absolutely, but I don't think they would have beat them. I don't think so.
Nah. You put a team like that together, that's why they were called the Dream Team. So I mean,
exactly. You know, this team now ain't called the Dream Team. They call it Team USA. I mean, that's exactly the point. I mean, I really don't think they would have beat the Dream Team. I don't think so.
So all right. So now it's called Team USA, right?
Oh yeah, Team USA.
I'm not gonna put it like that. Not to offend anybody out there, any of our listeners, but that's just like a test tube version of what the Dream Team was. So that's just my opinion.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I mean, I'll call them the Daydream Team, but I wouldn't call them the Dream Team. I wouldn't call them the Dream Team. No, not at all. Not at all. The Daydream Team? Oh, absolutely, absolutely. But you know, I wouldn't call them that. I wouldn't call them that. But like I said, you know, it's your boy D Slay, CK in the building. It's the Tuesday spot. Right on the D-Hour show. We're getting it in, absolutely. Got a couple of hits for you guys real quick before we get some poetry in your ear. You know, so we're going to kick it off. Oh, you know, I got hits, you know what I'm saying? We're gonna kick it with my man Jesse Campbell with his old hit, When You Cry. And after that, you know, we got my man Yacha in the with his hit, I thought I told you. So, you know, we got a couple for you right now, and we're gonna take a quick hit break, you know, and let you feel some of this music. And when we come back, we might have the deep poetry spot for you. We might have some flame of spoken word coming directly to your ear. So get ready. It's CK, it's D Slate in the building, getting it in. The Tuesday spot right here on the D-Hour show is Jesse Campbell, When You Cry.
I know I never, guess I never told you.
No,
no, no, no, no,
oh,
no, no.
Yeah,
I will.
No.
Looking at me crazy. kid. All I need is one thing. I already got kids. Priority not biz. Don't send me an email. Hey, don't get mad at me over some other female with detailed arguments about how I ought to act. I thought I made it clear that in this game, I'm the quarterback. Most valuable player, player of the year. Huh. I make you love me when I'm playing in your ear. It ain't my fault, but I accept responsibility for whatever it is I did to make you wig and start feeling me. I appreciate that. It makes me feel good, but you can't get mad at me because I told you I would. You should join in. Don't stand there watching. Let's get together and explore other options. I told you.
You're planning and need a keynote speaker? Then the Speakers Bureau Institute is the agency for you. Actress Tasha Smith partners with RKD Music and Talent Management to bring an array of celebrity speakers, artists, and athletes for your event. Book names like Kim Coles, Tasha Smith, Tisha Campbell-Martin, Vanessa Bell Calloway, LaToya Luckett, Lisa Leslie, Flex Alexander, Leela James, Cheryl Lee Ralph, and more. Whether it's a conference, workshop, seminar, or college event, SBI has provided a phenomenal lineup of speakers that will cater to your event. For more information on booking a speaker for your next event, call 818-571-0998 or visit rkdmusic.com. SBI is a subsidiary of RKD Music and Talent Management, located in Beverly Hills, California.
Hey, hey, welcome back. Welcome back. It's the D Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio. It's your boy D Slate. Got CK in the building playing all the hits. You just got through listening to my man Yacha, What I Thought I Told You. Before that was my man Jesse Campbell from the hit show The Voice with his hit single, When You Cry. Oh, yeah, getting it in as always. We got more music coming for you a little later. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for us to kick off the Deep Poetry Spot. Oh, yeah, she is in the building right now. The beautiful Miss Divine's getting ready to kick it off for us. It's the Deep Poetry Spot. I know my man CK, being a poet himself, is going to enjoy this immensely. Like I said, we've had her on the show before, and she rocked it every time. So right now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and get the Deep Poetry Spot started right here on the D Hour Show.
This is the D Poetry Spot, and I'm Isis, the goddess of poetry. Flow it free into the universe. Take things out of time and speak new languages. Leave feeling its freedom ringing in your soul. Flow it freely. No, leave that which prohibits you to be anything else but free flowing in the breeze. Flow it free until your conscious freezes with zest and less stress to confine its motionless mind, dimming light till you are blind. No, let's rewind. Go back in time when it would only cost a penny for your thoughts. Now it's a dime. Flow it free. Do not be reckless and intertwined with bottomless pits of naked mind. Be not afraid to take a peek into my mind, because only in this place and time, within the fine line, will you find a peace of mind, and you will then be able to flow it free. Now, leave me.
This is the D Poetry Spot.
Yes, yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is my honor to introduce one of the most incredible poets I've had the pleasure of seeing perform, listening to, and interviewing right here on the D Hour Show. Please give a warm D Hour Show welcome to the beautiful Miss Divine.
Hello.
Hello, Divine? Okay, maybe we're having a little trouble. Hold on for a second. Divine?
Hello. Yes.
Hey. How you doing? How you doing?
I'm good. Thank you. Thank you for having me on the show again. I appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. It's my pleasure to have you on the show. It's like I said, I love your poetry. You're probably one of the most incredible poets I've heard in a long time, and I love to watch you perform, love to listen to your poetry, so it's a pleasure to have you on the show with us.
Thank you.
Now, I wanted to ask you before we get started, do you still have your show on Blog Talk?
I do still have the show on Blog Talk. It's probably been a little over a month or so since I've had a show because I've recently opened up a new performance space in Phoenix, Arizona called Encore. So I've been investing a lot of my time into that. I did have a show introducing Encore just before Encore opened up last Saturday. So I plan to have another show on Blog Talk Radio, which is called Don't Hold Your Tongue. And there should be a show going on within the next couple of weeks.
Well, before you talk about that, tell us a little bit about Encore and what you're doing with Encore.
Encore is an outlet for artistic expression. So there's a lot going on at Encore. For instance, I do locks. So for those that don't know locks, I twist dreadlocks or I start the dreadlocking process or the locking process. There at Encore. I also conduct my poetry workshops as well. Encore is also available to be rented. So if anyone is needing it for auditions, a place to have meetings, somewhere to do a training, if musicians need a place to practice, Encore is available for an hourly fee. So if there's any, information that anyone else may need, they can hit me on divineforlife.org.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Now, tell everybody a little bit about your show that you have on Blog Talk.
Blog Talk Radio show is called Don't Hold Your Tongue. And I talk about a lot of different topics. For instance, I had a show called Daddy's Little Girl. I had fathers calling in talking about raising daughters. I had mothers calling in about raising sons. I had a show on domestic violence. It's a community show. It's a show basically created to talk about things that we might talk about on a one-on-one, but we won't talk about in a group setting because we're afraid that maybe it'll cause conflict or somebody will disagree with one another. It's an open forum. So, it's there to talk about topics that we might talk about amongst ourselves, but we don't talk about in large groups. So things like domestic violence and real sensitive topics that we kind of like look away from because it's just too much to deal with, but yet the woman next to us that we work with every day may just be going through it. So, yeah.
Absolutely. Now, I have my co-host in the building, CK. He's also a poet himself. CK, you got any questions for Divine?
How you doing, Divine?
Hi.
That's good. My first question is, where did you begin as far as with your writing of poetry and who did the most?
I'm sorry, you were cutting out. What was your question? I'm sorry.
Where did you get your start? How did you get started in poetry and who inspired you the most?
What inspired me to start writing was really my move from the Bronx to Phoenix, Arizona. Being in a whole new world, not having many friends, being different inspired me to write. It was just a whole nother world for me. I actually started writing in school in New York, but I left too soon to really finish and get into really what poetry was about. So I really didn't get into writing until I came out here to Phoenix. My inspiration comes from my life experiences. I write about what I go through. Everything that I write about, I've experienced, I can relate to. I try to write about, I'm very careful about what I write, in a sense, not to edit or take anything out, but I don't write unless I'm moved to write. when I first started writing, I would write on everything, napkins, paper towels, and, you know, things of that nature. Now I'm a little bit more careful about my words because I know that once they come out of my mouth, it transforms, you know, people, their thinking, you know, their movements, their lifestyle. So I'm a little bit more careful about my writing than I was when I first started.
Wow. So let me ask this. Was your passion very strong at first? Very, very, like, was it was it, like you had to, your passion to write, was it, like, so strong to where you had to just, like, get to it, and it was, like, it was your destiny to do it?
Yeah,
wow.
It was like, you know, it was like a kid in a candy store, you know what I'm saying? He doesn't know where to stop, so he just keeps going and going and going. So when I first started writing, it was like that. It was like, oh, my God, I got something in my head, I got to write it down. Oh, my God, you know, I got to get this out, you know, things like that. But now the passion is still there, but again, I'm realizing how powerful we are as poets, as speakers,
right.
And so the passion is a little different. It's expressed a little differently.
Wow, thank you.
Well, you know, Devon, when I told CK, you know, he's a poet himself, so when I told him you were going to be on the show with us tonight, I mean, this was his reaction. That was his reaction. So, you know, I told him that. I know. I said, I know. You know, I mean, I understand. I understand how you feel, bro. I understand how you feel. So, absolutely. So, without, you know, my last question for you is, there's a lot, and I know you've been, you know, like myself, I know a lot of poets tend to like to keep up with worldly issues and national issues and what's going on around. There's a lot of crazy things going on. I mean, how do you feel about some of the real tragic things that's been going on lately?
In the world?
Well, nationally and, you know, well, mostly nationally, but across the world as well, but mostly nationally. I mean, the Colorado incident, the incident in Milwaukee. I mean, there's so many crazy things that's going on right now.
Well, you know, I'm gonna answer this from a human standpoint in the sense that, you know, I know myself enough to know what I can take and what I can't. I internalize everything. So when I hear things like what happened in Colorado, when I hear stuff that's going on in the world, like, for instance, like, I work, I listen to my music all day, and a lot of times I listen to the news. Sometimes I'll sit in the news all day, and then I realize at the end of the day I'm feeling really messed up. And I'm like, yo, I need to give the news a break for a minute because I internalize it. I'm very visual. So...
Yeah.
As a poet, those things don't drive me to write. Like, I don't write about everything that's going on in the world and things of that nature because I'm an inspirational writer. I may write about them, but you're not going to leave the way you came. So with that being said, you know, with everything that is going on in the world, you know, there's a lot of prayer going on. There's a lot of positive energy and thoughts that go out into the world for the people that are going through these tragic, you know, situations. And I'm only one person. And I can only do what I can from where I am at the moment. So with that, and as a writer, I believe that God has given that gift to me to share in the best way that I know how. So I take advantage of that whenever I'm at an open mic or I feature at a show or, you know, ask to come to an event and do this particular poem for these people. Or,
right.
You know, I think about all of that as a contribution to just making things better.
I agree. I mean, I tend to look at that myself. A lot of times when I look at, you know, some of the things that are going on, I a lot of times I feel the way you do. I tell myself, man, I got to give this news a break because there's a lot of prayer that needs to be going on. And I feel sometimes I get a little angry because I feel like this our new generation, my daughter and our new generation of kids, you know, a lot of this crazy stuff that's going on is the last thing they really need to be seeing and hearing. And I think that what helped us, you know, I think what helped us growing up was not just our parents and our families, but with music, there was a lot of positive music when we were growing up. You know, there was a lot of positive music being put on the radio and videos and different things like that. And these days, you don't see that anymore. You don't really see a lot of positive. You see no positive music anymore. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, and I always tell a lot of the artists, especially the up-and-coming artists, you guys need to start making some more positive music, because that's what these kids need to hear these days. They need to hear more positive music.
The crazy thing is, you know, that you say that with everything that's going on, I do find myself going back to what I knew, to what I know. And that's the old music. That's the old hip-hop. Not even so much old, because even in this day and time, it's new to even the kids that are doing it now or that are listening to hip-hop now. There's still a lot of hip-hop that even my own son doesn't know. And when I'm listening to it, he's like, oh, that's a dope beat. Yeah, but listen to the words. Listen to what he's saying.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And a lot of times he is listening to the words, which, you know, lets me know that, you know, I'm making progress. But he knows it. His friends will know it. Their friends will know it, you know, and that's how it'll pass on. But, yeah, I find myself going back to what I know, because that's keeping me going forward. If I rely on what's going on right now and the music we listen to now, come on, I wouldn't even see tomorrow. I wouldn't even see the possibility of tomorrow, because the music is so limited.
Well, you know, I agree, especially with you being from New York. We've had quite a few mainstream celebrity hip-hop artists on the show, and I swear, Divine, almost every last one of them say that they are not happy with the music they're hearing on the radio. You know, they give props. They give props to some of to a few of the young artists that are talented. But, you know, their main problem is that there's no more originality. There's no more personality in this music. It's all about numbers and money. So, you know, they're not even concentrating on originality anymore, personality anymore. Mm-hmm. So that's the reason why the music is the way it is. But a lot of them definitely aren't happy with what they're hearing.
Sure.
You know, a lot of them just aren't really proud of what they're hearing on the radio. So a lot of them feel like they got to come back and drop some music just to teach some of these young cats what type of music they need to be producing.
Exactly.
But without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to go ahead and pass the mic to Miss Divine and let her blow you away with some of this poetry, because I know CK is ready to hear it. So, Divine, if you will, go ahead and blow their minds.
I am the deepest, most rhythmic poem you've ever heard, ever felt, ever tasted. I've traveled miles and danced on vocal cords more in tune than the grandest piano. I am the poem you snap your fingers to remember, and the poem that inspires you to never forget. Society puts an age on me, but I haven't even been born yet. I am potential in the form of a metaphor. I speak languages of haiku and a little southern drawl. I'm telling you, y'all, I'm revolutionary in the greatest sense of the word, and I know how powerful I can be. I've stirred up emotions that make babies. I've caused others to rethink their lifestyles. I can create war, but I prefer peace. You see, with me, there's balance. I am the poem that reaches past limits. I am the exhale from a woman healing from pain, the tears of a child in pain. I am the one you thought was asleep, but the whole time, I was listening. I am what you want to hear during your most trying times, that very thing that carries you to the next second, that word of encouragement. I have skills too long to list, even though this poem here is worth every minute. I am the, I knew I was going to do that. I haven't done this in a while. I am the poem they call hip-hop, classical, jazz, and blues. They give me names to define me, but my purpose remains the same. I am that poem, the one that causes you to nod your head in agreement. I am that poem, and I am not afraid to say it. Thank you.
Well,
over here bowing in the street, like, oh, what? Thank you.
Well, I got to say, with CK being a poet, CK, your thoughts, bro?
That was phenomenal.
I loved it. It was
uplifting for me, and I truly enjoyed it. I thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, you got one more for us, Devon? You got one more for us?
I can spit one more. Thank you.
Okay, absolutely.
When I was a teen,
absolutely.
When I was a teen, I used to daydream. My imagination was bigger than the world three times over. I used to sit and wonder. I used to create worlds run by queens so the nations in between wouldn't fall under. My imagination.
Oh, what happened? What happened? Hello? Divine? What happened? She was spitting it too.
Yeah.
She was dropping the knowledge on him. What happened?
It probably was too much for America and the phone just like said,
The phone line.
You there?
Yes.
Oh, there she
goes. Hello?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I think the phone line was like, damn, she too much for me. I think that's
no.
What it was.
No, it's funny because I was doing the poem and it kept beeping and it was throwing me off. I was like, what is...
Well, she dropped off for a second. I'm pretty sure she'll call back because she was just really getting into it. But, CK, I'm telling you, like I said, we've had her on the show, and I've had her on the show before. She's a phenomenal poet. I've seen her perform live, and I'm telling you guys, I mean, if you like what you hear, you're definitely gonna like what you see. I mean, she's a visual poet as well, and she's phenomenal. She's absolutely phenomenal. Of course, it's the technical age, ladies and gentlemen. So it's, during this technical age, we tend to have, a few problems here and there. But like I told you guys before, on the D-Hour show, it ain't scripted. We don't have a director talking about cut and let's start. No. It's real. Everything is real. Everything is real on the D-Hour show. It's never scripted. It's all real radio. It's real. So, real quick, I'm going to give you guys a little information. Hopefully, Divine will get back on the line with us. But give you guys a little information about something I heard, CK. Stacey Dash was rushed to the hospital. We've learned actress Stacey Dash has been rushed to the ER for an unconfirmed illness. We're waiting to hear what has happened. But in the meantime, let's keep her in our prayers. The stunning actress just launched her new music career with her first song titled Life of the Party, featuring Blake Smith, produced by Phantom. Stacey makes her musical debut in a co-collaboration with MC Nice. You may remember she faced criticism in the media after being allegedly fired from the VH1 show Single Ladies. Let's hope there's nothing serious. We will update this story as soon as we learn new developments. And that's what's going on with that, bro.
Oh, wow. Special prayers go out to Stacey Dash right now.
Absolutely.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely. Absolutely. A lot of people, too, I bet a lot of people didn't know that when Stacey Dash was in the movie Clueless, I think she was, like, in her 30s.
Right. But she looks so young to play a part.
I think she was in her 30s when she was in Clueless. I'm telling you, that's how fine and young looking she is. I mean, when you see her now, you wouldn't believe she was in her 40s. You absolutely wouldn't believe she was in her 40s. Definitely prayers and go out to her, her and her family and friends and hopefully she's okay and nothing seriously wrong with her. And we're definitely going to get it. Hopefully we'll get a chance to talk to her and debut her music on the D-Hour show. So definitely stay tuned for that. And I want to take this opportunity. I want to take this opportunity, ladies and gentlemen, before I give you guys another hit break. But I want to take this opportunity to say that myself, as the CEO of the D-Hour Radio Network, I feel I'm absolutely blessed. I feel extremely blessed to work with the individuals that I work with on my network. And I can't personally thank them right now, all of them right now, because they're not on with me right now, some of the other ones.
Mm-hmm.
But I will when I get a chance to in the coming shows. But right now, I want to take this opportunity, ladies and gentlemen, to say that CK is an absolute blessing to the D-Hour Show Radio Network. We love having him on the show. He's absolutely incredible, and he's a blessing to the show. As CK, I'm blessed to have you a part of this network, bro.
Thank you so much. It's a blessing to work with you as well, both on the I Got Something to Say show as well as the D-Hour show. It's really been a great privilege to have this opportunity. Had not been for Poet Janet Dawson said, hey, you need to get on this, I wouldn't be here right now. So I truly do appreciate that so much.
Well, CK, I want to take this opportunity, bro. I want to take this opportunity to invite you, if you would like to. I would like to invite you to the Celebrity Thursday show.
Okay.
And you know that's a big show. You know, I mean,
yeah.
You know, we have the serious individuals on that show. You know, so
yeah.
I want to take this opportunity to invite you to that, bro, and invite you to join us on Celebrity Thursday as well.
Okay. I appreciate that very much.
No doubt, bro. You definitely get it in, and you have the same type of drive I have when it comes to this network and talking to people and promoting. So I like to work around like-minded individuals, man. So it's my pleasure, man. It's an honor to have you aboard on this network, man. We're absolutely blessed to have you.
Thank you. Thank you again.
Now we're gonna play some music. Me and your boy CK will be back getting it in with you guys. It's a Tuesday spot on the D-Hour show. Hopefully my girl Divine will be able to call back and drop that last flame on us, you know, for the D-Poetry spot. We're gonna kick off some music real quick. It's my man Keith Murray with the beautifulest thing in this world. We got some Latasha from the group Escape with her new hit single, Bad Timing. It's the D-Hour show, D Slate and CK. Let's get it.
All right.
Logical niggas is comical. The astronomical is coming through like the flu bombing you and then bombing in your crew too. With the musical, mystical, magical, you know how I do. The word attack skills and vocabulary too. All the hits and the disposition is all brand new. It's true. I'm interplanetary and like Doctor Who. So who? Wanna get chipped on words, bold. I'm kicking rhymes since the 8M vote just wrong. Not Quincy, but I'm back on the block and not selling crack. I'm coming in with the fat, fuck flows and tracks. So what you saying, black? With all that yakety yak. My order back, can't be beat with back. I'm saying, I eat everything up on the menu and bend you and send you swaying to be continued. The most beautiful thing in this world is just like that. In a moment, opponents are suspects. Caught up in the reach of the taste of rain and the text. Least I speak, my concepts freak. The itch me, sun cheeks, funk figures of speech. Now that shit is in the open, I'm open, poking, scoping, waiting for the next nigga to get open on and break them down like an organic compound. That's the way of the world as the earth goes round. Now, how the fuck you sound? I represent my clique like a faux pound. You better pack your leather dope for medication from the shaking meditation from the earthquake and shit that we be making. I'm a faking, I can sound from my crown clown. Taking the membrane of a encyclopedia brown. Speaking of funk in any throwdown. Why it's the same sound of it. What's the most beautiful thing in this world? Just like that.
Like that. I get it, yeah.
ass down. Now when I'm on the microphone, I roam through zones. But don't be trying this shit at home. No matter what race, breed, color, help my heart. I come cleaner than J. Rule and damn it to amateur. That's chronicle facial disorder to cut. I'll assassinate your character's caliber. I channel my anger from the double-edged banger and turn it to the microphone strangler. So stop trying to see what your eyes can follow. Say goodnight to the world and goodbye to the mall. You're raving cut, so it's a much in your butt. But not to the fuck with joys they left. For eternity, through infinity, I eternally get in. The most beautiful thing in this world is just like that.
Oh, no, I can't give everything my all in.
group Escape with her hit single Bad Timing. Before that was my man Keith Murray with the most beautifulest thing in this world. It's the D Hour Show, and I hope you're listening to it right now. And if you're not, you better ask somebody. You better text them. You better tweet them and ask them about the D Hour Show so they can tell you, listen. That's all they're going to say. When you text them, you're going to see a big word to say, you better listen. Listen. Got your boy CK in the building, my man CK in the building, my co-host kicking it with me. We getting it in tonight. I got a surprise for my man CK. Yeah, because we got some more poetry for the deep poetry spot. I got a surprise for you, bro. Somebody hit the doorbell. Some caller, can you please, my poet, can you please introduce yourself?
Hey, it's Janet.
Hey! How's it going?
I'm good, love, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing just great. Thank you for dropping in the Diablo Show. I'm glad to hear from you.
I know. I'm always saying how I'm going to come by, and I never get the opportunity to. So tonight I was like, oh, I'm going to surprise you guys and pop on through.
And there it is. Yes, indeed. There it is. And CK, she's going to give us some poetry tonight. She's going to give us some poetry tonight, brother. Yeah.
It's like Christmas, you know?
That's right. Christmas in August, bro.
Y'all
yes,
so
it is.
Silly.
Yeah. Yeah, so
you know, it's actually funny because we've, as much as we haven't really had a chance to really get together and communicate in a while, but it's funny because me and Chris haven't actually been on the line with each other on a show in some years. So it literally is like a little reunion.
Well, I like that. It's been a while. It's definitely been a while, and it's definitely a blessing to have you on with us tonight. And I thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Oh my goodness, trust me, the pleasure is all mine. Like I'm so excited about what you're doing with your show. I'm excited about the team up with you and him, and I think it's a really good mix. Like I was waiting on something like this to come up, and when I got the email from you, Chris was the first one. I was the first and only person that I knew would be perfect for you. So he was definitely the only person I was like, hey.
He is definitely perfect with us on the show, and like I expressed earlier, it's an absolute blessing, and Chris is going to be joining us on Thursdays as well. So we're about to do some great things with this network, and we're about to get some serious interviews in the next coming months. So it's about to get real.
I'm definitely excited. Makes me proud, and hopefully,
Chris, I've been putting the messages out there. Hopefully we'll get a chance to get Miss Oprah Winfrey in the building.
Oh,
yeah, you heard
late.
Yeah, yeah. Mhm. And I'm telling you, I'm gonna tell you right now. You think people think I'd be advertising? Please, Oprah, man, please. It's gonna get real. It's gonna get really real. But I'm working on it. I'm hopefully I can get her in. And if any of her people is listening, please tell Oprah that D Slade would like to interview her. I know she's interviewed thousands. She's interviewed many, but D. Slate would like to interview the billionaire diva herself, Oprah. I like to interview Oprah, and maybe I might subconsciously throw some ideas at her. I'm not going to blatantly blurt it out. I mean, I might subconsciously throw it in there, and every now and then in the conversation, but. Yeah, I would love to interview Oprah, and if her people is listening, please tell Miss Winfrey I would love to interview her on our show. Absolutely. Now, ladies and gentlemen, because I'm not going to hold the mic too long because, you know, I might start singing if I do that. but I'm gonna pass the mic to the lovely Miss Janet and let her wow us with some of this poetry.
All right. Well, I said I'd do a couple pieces for you. So the first one that I'm going to do is called I Remember. And it's not very long, but it was, I'll give you a little background behind it. I was inspired to write it by this, there's a gentleman who has a group called Project Poetry, and he asked if I would post something on there. And I'm a type person, like, I don't really like to do the whole copy and paste thing. If I'm going to add something to a group, I like to add something original and something new to it. And I felt this need to write a little something that was different. So I did a little subconscious piece of, you know, as if I was living in a different point of time and kind of reflecting on what's going on these days. So like I said, it's not very long, but it's called I Remember.
Okay.
In the corner parts of my mind, sand creeps in the cracks of an hourglass, and I start to wonder, whatever happened to the days of peace and rainbows? Now a world crawls in its own decay of reality television and a fake Barbie rapper. Our youth been told that they no longer have the ability to think on their own unless they're spoon-fed by a drug until they no longer are able to separate what's real and what's fake when holding on to that video game. Until depression sets in and the gun is pulled and no one wants to take blame. In the corner parts of my mind, I recall the days of Big Mama cooking in the kitchen, family prayers and walks in the park. Even when Mama had to do it alone, we never worried if Daddy was coming home because the family still stays strong. Now the hood has become more than a lifestyle. It's become a way of life. An uneven path beaten by the blood spills of those who were told they couldn't dream unless they were being a man. And then they couldn't be a man unless they owned money, power, and respect. But how can we expect them to learn when their education wasn't lacking in the form of what their minds couldn't hold, but by the lack of encouragement they were sold? In the corner of my mind, I pray that they find peace, not only when they sleep, but also as they walk these streets. I remember when you can tell the difference between a lady and a woman when a man and a gentleman could sit at the same table and be led by different paths, but still by the same suits. We've come a long way from what it is that life used to be. And what it ends up, we may never know. But all I do know is that no matter your race, color, or creed, we're all branches of this tree. And peace.
Wow. I think the only thing I can truly say about that piece is that's it in a nutshell. That's it in a nutshell. CK, your thoughts?
Well, she already know how I feel. She knows that whatever she does, like, I'm beloved. And then that was really deep. And I'm like, you just, like, blow me away every time. So,
I mean, you blew me and CK away with that one. I mean, I'm talking the bomb, kind of like just... The whole studio just blew up, you know, right there, you know. But I'm not gonna keep talking, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go again with the lovely Miss Janet.
All right, this piece is called Tonight, and I guess a little bit about this one is it's talking about a connection between two people that's a little bit beyond just sex. It's something about when you really get just that deep connection of when you have so much going on and they have so much, and the only thing that seems to make sense is you two just being together and taking in that moment of acceptance of who you are and what you bring to the table.
Now is this imaginary individuals, or should we say the imaginary sister in this? We'll just throw out a name, Janet, and maybe the brother. We just say fill in the blank. You know what I'm saying? So whoever the brother out there, you know, fill in the blank. You know, that's all we gonna say. That's all I'm gonna say.
You know what? It's funny because that's actually what I a lot of the pieces I write for those who really follow. I do a lot of I, me, we, you, because I like making it personal. There's times I can do a really intimate piece, and it could be about just past episodes I've had with maybe three different people just in one poem. But I like when you can read it and you can somehow feel that connection to it, you know. So, yes, if it helps to feel, then it'll be me and whoever.
So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, pay close attention to the words. Close attention to the words. And I will pass the mic to Janet.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, tonight. These feelings that we have just go strong. No promises of what we dare to make reality, because our dreams never seem to lead us wrong. Hiding who we are, only to be hiding behind words that won't last for so long. We live in a forever changing world that's crowded with never wanting to change people. So I want to make this clear to you. Putting everything that I know on the line, making it known that I'm in no rush. But I won't allow myself to lie and deny your touch. I stand here as a prisoner of my own loveless needs, naked to the urge to please and be pleased. Hands to my side in the light so that my shadow doesn't cast a smear over the makeup lines that I leave behind, hoping that you delight yourself in the soothing of my rough edges. Not sure that you want to change me, but inspire me. Give me a fresh reason to breathe, hoping that you see me as I am in my bare skin, no makeup, a smile, and call it the true essence of beauty of that I'm trying to reflect out. I live my life in doubt, so tonight I ask you to help me help you work it out. I lie here unashamed of a scar or scratch, knowing that if you're willing to listen to the stories behind, we could travel far. Look at me. We don't have to say a word. In fact, it's better if we don't. Let our eyes talk. Let our fingers walk. And let my heartbeat rest wherever it may. And my heart craves to be faithful and true, but never could. Was it possible that it could be waiting for you? I don't know. So why is it that we don't try it? Why do you deny it? Taste it. Explore it. Send it to new heights. Tonight, let's live for tonight, holding on to each other through our nightmares and silent screams. Tonight, having a hand in melting away the bad dreams. Give me your all without losing yourself. I know you want to break out of this empty cage, living life like an animal full of rage, built by the stress and the inner greed of some. I know that it's enough to make you go numb. So let's see if you can let me be your shelter of relief, your river of belief. So for tonight, take my hand, and we'll dance to no music. Only the light of the mirror shine that comes from the bathroom. The bed is our break to freedom. I'll jump if you do. I have no worries of being alone as long as I'm alone with you. I know you want to try it, life without the rules of who people want you to be. I know that you want to taste it, the fruit that's not forbidden. It was just misunderstood. You can truly know what's wrong with a car until you take a look under its hood. We both are in need of some repair. But for tonight, I just want you to sit and stare. Cover me with the comfort of you. We don't have to move. It's a connection that very few will understand. And it's a stand or a cry. Neither one of them is an achingness for you to be my man, just a hero for a few. So just for tonight, if it's okay, I just want to rest here with you. Thank you.
I mean, damn, Janet. I felt like I was in Do the Right Thing with an Ice Cube and Rosie Perez. that was phenomenal. I absolutely love that piece, and that was incredible. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you.
I love that piece. That was really, really good. But, you know, I'm going to put it out there. I'm trying to figure out when I'm going to set it up. And it's going to be a big, it's probably going to be a two, maybe 3 hour show. I'm trying to figure out when we're going to set this up, but I'm going to set up a huge, for everybody that's listening and all the poets that are listening, we're going to be setting up a huge poetry show, and I know CK is going to be helping me with that. And I'm talking about I'm going to bring back some of the most incredible poets we've had on the show. And Janet, I would definitely invite you to definitely be on with us, but we're going to have a huge poet show, and I'm going to bring back Isha Park, Black Ice, Georgia Mee, Paul Mabon, and some of the other big ones from the Deaf Poetry Jam on as well. So it's going to be a big poetry show, and I would definitely love to have you on with us as well.
It would be an honor. Thank you.
Now I was going to ask you. Now, do you do you still listen to Nyla's show? She has an incredible poetry show. I know I haven't gotten a chance to listen to it yet, and she's had some wonderful poets on there. I know I gotta get back on there myself. And I know, CK, have you heard about the Speakeasy Cafe?
It sounds familiar. Shannon, weren't you on there once?
Yeah. Nyla has been around since, good Jesus, for a while. for some years, and she's one. I know this is gonna probably tick some people off, but there's a lot of stuff as poets that you will see on Facebook. But I'm a very big, very big on giving credit where credit's due. There's a lot of stuff that goes on Facebook that a lot of people like to take the original markings from, and it kind of bums me out because I don't feel like Nyla gets as much credit for a lot of stuff as she should. Nyla actually started, there's a lot of writers out here that kind of got started on Nyla's show. Nyla was one of the original ones that started the prompting of, she'll post a picture and you give her, you write like a little piece to it. She's been doing that since the MySpace days. There was a whole clique of them. There was at the time there was Nyla, then there was Tango. He had a group, Flex Riders, and then there was 10K. And for a while, those were kind of like the big ones that everybody was kind of bouncing around from show to show to show. But yeah, there's a lot of Nyla. She's like a huge supporter. And she was definitely one of those that I didn't know she was paying attention to me. And so I kind of came on Facebook, and then, she was like, oh, yeah, I've been following you for years. but she's a lovely lady. If you ever get the opportunity to, then, yeah, I encourage everyone to get a chance and stop by and just sit, because she's really just a sweet, genuine person who has a real love and passion for poetry.
Oh, yeah, CK, I think her show is like on Wednesday or Thursday, bro. When you get a chance, though, check it out. She has a wonderful show for poets, man. It's called The Speakeasy Cafe. Definitely check it out, man. It's a good show, absolutely. And I kind of know her, too, so if there's a time that she would actually like to be on our show, then let me know, and I can definitely talk to her, and she'll get you on there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Correct.
But Janet, I definitely invite you to hang out with me and CK for the last few minutes. We're gonna take a quick hit break real quick. When we come back, we're gonna go ahead and close out the show. Ladies and gentlemen, we had a great show tonight. Some incredible poets, with Miss Divine and Janet as well. And again, if you're a spoken word artist, I definitely implore you to definitely contact us. TheHourShow@gmail.com so we can get you on the show and so you can recite some of your poetry. And like I said, we got a huge poetry show coming up soon. It'll probably be this month. It may be in September, but we're definitely going to have everybody on spitting some poetry. We're going to have some of the big names on as well. So definitely make sure you guys keep in touch with us and stay tuned for that, because we're gonna have a doozy for you guys coming up. And we got some great shows this Thursday. We're hopefully, and I think it's definitely going to be happening. But this Thursday, CK, myself, and Miss Fabulous, we're going to be talking to the incredible, beautiful Miss Stephanie Mills. Is going to be in the building with us. CK. So we're going to be getting it in with the talented Miss Stephanie Mills. Everybody knows Stephanie Mills. We're definitely going to be talking with her. So definitely make sure you guys tune in and tune in to with Logical One, RC, and Amber tomorrow for Naja Head Wednesday. They got some great music, great hip hop, great interviews. You never know who's going to be on the show. So definitely make sure you guys tune in. Right now we're going to take a quick hit break. It's my man Z100 with If You're Sure. We got a little Fancy. My girl Fancy would say you love me. It's D-Slay CK and the beautiful Miss Janet hanging out with us right now. It's the D-Hour Show. It's the Tuesday spot. Let's go.
For the longest, and ain't no point of holding out, yeah. If you're feeling me, then come with me. No stopping, baby. Yeah, in the work it out slow. Do it all night in the boom, boom, boom. I put it in the work it out slow. Do it all night, girl, you already know. I know you see me all the time. At the sundress, I really wanna see what is under there. That ass is fat and I can't help but watch it. Oh, let's skip the bullshit. I'm tired of looking. I'ma keep it real. I'll tear it up. I know you're ready for it. I know you're ready for it. Say what's on your mind.
I put it in, then I work it out slow. Do it all night in the boom, boom, boom. I put it in, then I work it out slow. Do it all night, girl, you already know.
You know I'm looking, playing hard to get, cause you're out with your friends. Girl, you ain't gotta flex, girl, you ain't gotta flex. You know that they boring, babe, so why don't we get away? Fuck with your kids and come to the crib. You know what it is, girl, you know what it is, yeah.
I put it in, then I work it out slow. Do it all night, and boom, 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 boom. I put it in, then I work it out slow. Do it all night, girl, you already know.
me. You cut too deep and no more we could ever be. It's too stressful, the closets are open. Trying to mend hearts that are already broken. And did I should have put me first? Right, bad as I want you, I know it wouldn't work. So keep it moving, player, until the next one. You see my disrespect.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's the D Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio. It's the Tuesday spot playing all the hits. You know how we do it. That was my girl Fancy with Say You Love Me. Before that was Z Hunted with If You're Sure, Getting It In Like That. Got my man CK. Got the beautiful Miss Jenna Dawson in the building with us tonight. Getting It In as always. And thank you guys so much for tuning into the D Hour Show with us tonight. And make sure you tune in tomorrow for Nod Your Head Wednesday. With L1 Amber and RC getting it in, talking with them. They got some. They always talking about some crazy topics and playing some great music and getting some great interviews in. And tune in with us, me CK and Miss Fabulous this Thursday for Celebrity Thursday. We're gonna be getting it in with the extremely talented, the legend, Miss Stephanie Mills is going to be in the building with us, so make sure you guys definitely tune in. And tune in this Saturday for Indie Up Saturday, getting it in. Oh, yeah, it's all about the independent and up-and-coming artists, and we're going to be getting some great interviews and playing some great music on Indie Up Saturday this Saturday, so make sure you guys keep tuning in. Just tune into the D Hour Show always, Sunday through Thursday and Saturday. We got great interviews, great music, the home of the independent and up-and-coming artists, and that's what it's all about. Right now, closing it out, I want to thank Janet. I want to thank you so much for being on the show with us tonight. And do you have anything coming up, anything that you're going to be doing coming up?
Well, I got a couple of projects going on. I should be coming back to Blog Talk myself. For a while, I was co-hosting with Vertical. And so I'm probably going to be going back into that. So I'm very, very excited about that. I'll be actually, they're doing like a little, I guess they took a summer hiatus, and so I'll be jumping back online with them tomorrow night.
Okay. Yeah. Well, definitely give us the information so we can check you out. Now, are you co-hosting, or are you going to be doing your own thing?
Well, I'm going back to co-hosting with them, and then probably next month I should be hosting again.
So you're going to be doing your I can't wait to definitely check that out. We'll definitely get us that information so we can listen. And I would love to be on the show and to be on the show with you and, you know, get it in with you on your show. So that would be an honor for me.
Yeah, I'm on Slate. I'm sorry.
I would definitely let you guys know.
Oh, yeah, definitely. CK, bro, you want to say anything to close out the show?
I just want to tell everybody stay blessed, stay safe, and I'm ready for Thursday.
Absolutely. Ready. We're going to be getting it in this Thursday. And I just want to say, as always, thank you guys so much for joining us on the show tonight. And, as you know, it's all about showcasing incredible talent. There's some incredible talented individuals, not just around us, but around you. And if you think that they deserve to be heard, if you think that their talent, music or poetry, deserves to be showcased, then absolutely tell them to contact us at the D Hour Show, and we will give them that opportunity, as we always do. DHourShow@gmail.com. DHOURSHOW@gmail.com. You know, I do that for the spelling challenge. and just make sure you guys tune in and you know, check us out, and we'll definitely get them on and definitely get it in with them. And Janet, would you like to say something to the people?
Oh my goodness, stay black, stay real, stay, you know, keep it cool. There's a lot of stuff going on, you know, keep your focus and stay strong and, you know, support each other. It's not always about you.
That's right. Stay, and I'm gonna repeat the first two things she said. Stay black and stay strong, okay? I don't care what anybody tell you. Don't put no damn perm in your head. You keep it natural. If it's nappy, damn them. Keep it nappy. Damn what they say. Keep it nappy, okay? Don't listen to them people. Don't put all them damn chemicals in your head. If you got to just go back to the natural, the motherland, and putting roots and berries in it, you put some roots and berries in your head, all right? This is D. Slate, CK, and Ms. Janet Dawson signing off right now on a Tuesday spot. And we will see you guys on Celebrity Thursday. Tune in tomorrow for Nod Your Head Wednesday. Have a blessed night.
Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Yeah. It's your boy, Anthony. And this is how we do. Let's go. It's the G-Hour Show.
Okay, now tell me who the hottest in the town. Reaching your location, even places not around. Travel through your airways, stimulate your intellect, and you ain't even know. It's broadcasted from the internet. Giving you what you want, showing love to the hood, even to the burbs, so yeah, it's all good. No, they ain't like other stations, following the trend. 10 minutes later, the same song again. It's the G-Hour Show, yeah, I said it so you know. Coming first in any challenge, on your mark, set, go. If you're ready, let's roll. Let's hop aboard the starship. The hottest station, showing love to underground artists. Yeah.